Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 10th, 2021. Today is Wednesday in the third week of Lent. One of the great opportunities in this Lenten season's rereading of the Gospel of John is that I'm getting to encounter some of my favorite stories from John's Gospel all over again. Stories that only appear in John, don't appear in any of the other Gospels or in the entirety of the New Testament, for that matter. For instance, the turning of the water into wine at the wedding, only in John. The story of the woman that is taken in the act of adultery and who is dismissed and forgiven by Jesus after her accusers disappear into thin air, only in John. And today, we get to another one of those stories. It's in the 11th chapter of John, and it is the story of the raising of Lazarus from the dead. Now, we're going to cover this story in two parts, today and tomorrow. So we get the first part today, and here's what's happening. We're introduced to Mary and Martha and Lazarus, siblings who live in Bethany, which is just a few miles away from Jerusalem. We're told by John that Mary is the person who anointed Jesus' feet with perfume and dried his feet with her hair. Some of us will remember Mary and Martha from the Gospel of Luke, where Mary is the person who sits at the feet of Jesus while Martha is bustling around taking care of all of the details of having a dinner party. At any rate, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, their brother, seem to be really good friends of Jesus. And word gets to Jesus that Lazarus has taken ill. And for whatever reason, Jesus tells his disciples the reason that he's delaying, but Jesus delays. Jesus doesn't immediately go to check in on his sick friend. Eventually, Jesus says, Lazarus has fallen asleep. The disciples are like, well, if he's fallen asleep, then he'll be okay till the morning. And John says, Jesus was using fallen asleep, but what he really meant was Lazarus is dead. Finally, Jesus says, Lazarus is dead, but this is for God's glory. Now, if you're the disciples, you've got to be scratching your head at this point. He's dead? How is someone being dead for God's glory? Anyway, off they walk to Bethany. And when they get there, they are met by two grieving sisters, one at a time, both of whom have the same response. If you'd have been here, Lord, our brother wouldn't have died. They really believed that Jesus had the power to heal Lazarus. And Jesus says to Martha, your brother will live again. And Martha replies, I know he will live again at the resurrection at the last day. And so already in this story, there is the belief that life does not end at death, but that there will be or there would be some general resurrection where the dead would be raised in order to ostensibly face God for final judgment. There was that sort of sense, but it wasn't a fully fleshed out theology of resurrection. It was just something that people were batting around in the time of Jesus. But here's what Jesus says, and I'm going to read it to you. Martha has said, I know that my brother will live at the resurrection. And Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Do you put your trust in this, Martha? And Martha says, yes, Lord, I believe. I put my trust in the fact that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. So Jesus says to Martha, the resurrection is not an event. The resurrection is a relationship. Jesus says, I am the resurrection. Just like Jesus is the bread of life, the light of the world, the good shepherd, the gate for the sheep, all these things that Jesus claims for himself throughout the Gospel of John, here it comes into really powerful focus. The power to live, the power to have life, which is of such a quality it can only be defined as eternal, that resides, Martha, with me. I am resurrection. And the one who believes in me, puts their trust in me, they will never die. Now, I know what you're saying. I've been to plenty of funerals. I know people die. And I think for us to take that literal of an interpretation of Jesus' words here is to miss the point. What Jesus is saying is, we will never die because death has changed for those of us who put our trust in Jesus. To believe in the resurrection, the person who is the embodiment of resurrection, the person who comes to give life abundantly, that means we're no longer bound to a fear of death. We're no longer bound to be enslaved to death. Death, in this way of understanding, is temporary. Now, I know that I'm talking like a preacher here, but one of the things that I think about nearly every funeral is the Christian hope is that the end of this life is not the end of it all. And the reason this life is not the end of it all is because through the waters of baptism, we have been reborn into the life of Christ. And the life of Christ is essentially the life of resurrection. We even say it in our Eucharistic prayer at a funeral liturgy where we say, "For to your people, O Lord, life is not ended, but changed." What Jesus is saying to Martha here in this moment is, trust me. Put your trust in me. Have faith in me. Believe me. Because what I'm telling you is that the power of resurrection and life resides in me because of who I am. So what might that mean for us? Well, I've been thinking about that a lot lately too. As we're coming out of this pandemic, hopefully, progress is slow, but we are seeing evidence that progress is being made. And yet, for all of the progress and the hope, we're also all too aware of the lives that have been lost and the relationships that have been broken because of death as a result of this pandemic, the grief, the pain, the separation, and the sorrow that remain. And it's into these moments of grief and sorrow that I believe Jesus' words speak a word of comfort. For those of us who have been reborn in the Spirit, life is not ended, but changed. Because we don't trust in a doctrine. We don't believe in a set of faith principles. Our trust, our faith, is in a person. A person that the church says, and I believe, lived, died, and rose again. a person that I believe once in a time gone by said to grieving sisters, and across time says to those of us who are carrying our own grief, our own pain, our own doubt and fear, I am resurrection and life. Those who believe in me will never die. Let us pray. Give ear to our prayers, O Lord, and direct the way of your servants in safety under your protection, that amid all the changes of our earthly pilgrimage, we may be guarded by your mighty aid through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.